Welcome to the official catch-up. Today I've got Gary Cerarazzo, club captain of Kelly Hearts on. How are you doing, Gary?
Very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. Getting through the days, thankfully, just to chat to you guys. I'm delighted to chat to you again, Gary.
Well, I know since the last few days have been pretty crazy, to be honest. But obviously, you know, Kelly have been given the league title, and it's just a bit surreal, to be honest, mate. We still don't know what to make of it. Just our thoughts, like, it's maybe not the best way we wanted to win it, obviously. And but the SBFL, the SFA, you know, they've been under pressure. And obviously, they've came to that decision. So, as I said, for us as players, like, we'll take it. It's, you know, we've worked hard all season. And I know some other teams might feel hard done by, but we feel we deserved it. And, you know, the league table doesn't lie. I know there's potential games to catch up on and stuff like that, but at this current time, with everything going on, we were the ones that were at the top. We're delighted to be given the title, but as I said, it's just a bit weird, mate.
yeah. And when I spoke to Fash, I look at that podcast I done with Fash, and there was so much uncertainty. And I know how hard everyone's worked at KLA, obviously, even just the likes of Dean, the gaffer, the players. It was a downer, to be honest, when I listened back to that with Fash, but. It's great that you obviously were. I think you deserve champions. I know Bonnie Rigg I'll feel hard done by, but I think you deserved it in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. No, listen, I can understand Bonnie Rigg's point of view as well. But obviously, us thinking about the club and the way the club's ran, everything behind the scenes. Dean, you mentioned Dean, the committee, the gaffer, the coaching staff. The amount of work we've put in is a joke. And we've all bought into the philosophy that the gaffer's put in place. We've worked extremely hard, really dug in this season. You know, had some tough games, and as I said, yeah, to get in the position we were wasn't through not working hard. So, and obviously for the fans as well, the club is going places, and the support we've had throughout the season is incredible. And just kind of feel like that's for them, the league title more than anything. And as I said, yeah, we're not together all to celebrate the way we wanted to, and you know, the dream party sort of thing. But as I said, hopefully we all get a chance to all come together soon when this is all over, and at least celebrate some way. But now we just got to look forward, and hopefully the Kelty and, you know, obviously Brora as well are pushing to get this reconstruction. Obviously, I'm sure you'll touch on that. And get the outcome that, you know, would be ideal for the club and the way they're going, because as I said, they're run extremely well, incredible, and then the project phenomenal. They deserve to be in League Two, and if they do get in, it won't be long before they're pushing up other leagues, I believe.
Yeah, and it's one of the things when I kind of touched on it in an earlier podcast when I spoke about it, but I think when the Highland League declared Brora Rangers as the champions, I kind of think that put a bit of pressure on the Lone League to declare Kelly as champions, because really, realistically, we kind of want to push like yourself and Brora to SPFL in the reconstruction if it happens.
Yeah, absolutely. No, like you say, when that decision was made, you know, I know they were a wee bit further ahead than ourselves, but I think it was a fair decision for them. And as I said, Brora and Raquel as well, yeah, for both of us to get pushed on and go into League Two, I just think it'd be a great opportunity. Now, I know there's complications, there's politics and all that involved. I won't go into detail on all that stuff, but as I said, what an opportunity to reconstruct the league, make it fairer. No League Two teams get relegated, which I'm sure they'll be delighted with, and just, you know, add two teams, because, you know, obviously what's the point of having the pyramid system if you're just going to sort of scrap the idea of giving any opportunity for the teams in the Lowland and Highland to go into the league. So I think a good decision would be is just to extend that league and make it even more competitive. And as I said, it gives everyone in League Two a fair chance, and they get the happy outcome without having to, you know, breaking, I'm talking about potentially going to a playoff and, you know, getting relegated. So I just think it's a great opportunity. But as I said, we'll see. I think they're voting on that now. But as I said, I do believe Brora and ourselves, yeah, we deserve a crack at League Two.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. And I think, I know yourself, Gary, but how are you keeping through this? Are you managing to keep fit?
Yeah, well, no, we've had some, the gaffer and the staff have gave us like fitness stuff to do, like individual stuff. And yeah, the boys have been doing it, to be fair, cracking on with it. Now, it is difficult, obviously, you know, with circumstances. Boys have got family, some are still working and stuff, myself as well. And obviously, yeah, you know, this one exercise a day sort of thing. But no, boys have made a fair effort and sticking to it, and just obviously trying to keep ourselves in some sort of good condition, because the gaffers were saying was like,
if we do go back, you know, this is a, like a few weeks ago, obviously we weren't sure what's going to happen before Scottish football got wrapped. It was just in case we did go back, we were ready to be, you know, a good level of fitness and, you know, not to create a big gap sort of thing in terms of trying to chase your fitness back. So his view was just, if we keep on top of it, you know, if we do come back and we're going to have to finish the league, that we're ready to go sort of thing. So, well, yeah, no, I'm doing personally what I can, you know, still keeping myself ticking over, and otherwise I'd lose the plot. So
yeah. And how's the business going on? I read somewhere that obviously you were, I think you had issues with imports from Italy and stuff.
Yeah, no, business is fine. Actually, we're quite busy just now, unfortunately, that way, because we're obviously being online sort of wine merchant. It's a lot of just, yeah, deliveries, you know, so it's a small team we've got. We're doing a lot of, you know, a lot of deliveries around Edinburgh, and we're shipping actually up Shenwide as well, which is great. And in regards to the way we operate is, you know, as I said, we're doing no contact delivery. It's all digital payments. You're actually never coming in contact with the customer. So you're taking all the precautions and following strict guidelines in terms of for their safety and our safety. So we're still being able to operate, which is good. But obviously, yeah, we've, a few imports coming over, we're just delayed. You know, it's the paperwork, logistics, you know, supposedly the channel, the Euro tunnel, there's such a backlog. So that's been quite hard. And obviously, with the businesses we work with, you know, they're now obviously closed, so lose, you know, some income that way as well. But as I said, we're working hard, and we're still able to get shipments up, but albeit just slightly longer than normal.
Yeah, yeah, that's good to hear, Gary. It's good, especially for the guys. I'm kind of a wee bit jealous sometimes of the guys that are still busy. Like,
I must be losing the plot, to be fair. But as I said, like you're doing this. This is a great podcast. Keeps you entertained and keeps everybody listening and just engaged in sort of the football chat, which is good, because you put it on Sky Sports News and there's not much to watch, to be honest. Like, that's all I really watch during the day if I've got time, and or in my spare time. And yeah, now it's just, I think the clutching at straws as well. The whole football world is, and the sporting world is. We're all lost.
Yeah, definitely. And when you came in from Spartans, I thought you were a class signing. Obviously, you've had some career. Obviously, you're starting at Spartans, been at Kenbeath, you've been abroad, Edinburgh City. I've noticed a few of the young Scottish boys obviously going to the likes of Sweden. Is that, you know, what are the sort of opportunities in Sweden? I've seen a few young guys go there.
No, Sweden, like as I said, that was my first opportunity to go abroad via a friend. So I went to fourth tier there, and albeit part-time, but these guys trained every day, like incredible. To be fair, a very good level, physical, quite similar to here, to be honest. And I was there for 3 months before I came back. It was just, I was like a mid-June season sort of signing, and I loved it. But then obviously I got an opportunity to go to America following that. But no, I would recommend it, honestly, for any player to go abroad, to try it. Sweden, nice living, nice lifestyle. You know, slightly colder in the winter, but in the summer it's slightly warmer, so it's like you just have to handle both sort of thing. But no, people are friendly, and a lot of them do speak English, which was, it was, for me, I've always wanted to sort of travel, but I didn't. Like, football's always been my life, so I never wanted to give that up. And to have the opportunity to sort of do both, play football abroad, and then obviously that led to taking that, because I worked in the prison service before that, and I took obviously that risk to go and try it and play, you know, obviously end up signing. And then that's led to me going to like even higher level in America and Czech Republic. So as I said, for some boys to go and do it, I think you never know, it opens other doors, and just to go and see the game differently from just the Scottish game sort of thing.
Yeah, and that's sort of the place you've kind of touched on, the places that I've seen a few of the younger boys go, like Sweden seems to be the big one, Australia as well, and America.
Sweden, obviously, I see, you know, Kyle's just went to Gaffer's son, and obviously it's unfortunate he's had to come back, but I believe he's signed next, like, you know, the contract, he's still got a contract for when they do resume, which is great. And as I said, it's obviously, they're working quite closely with Scottish and like British scouts, because I've seen something else with Berwick are doing some sort of like affiliation, or, you know, trying to send players abroad. I think Sweden as well was one of the countries. And in Australia, they've got a massive system. I know a few boys over there, you know, you still have to work, because I think one of the top league is full time, and like below there's loads of different conferences, but still a very good level, and they get decent wage, and obviously they're still working, get the lifestyle. And then America, yeah, the league I was in, USL, which is second tier, it's a great level, to be honest, but it's just the weather, the lifestyle, which is makes it even better, to be honest. But these guys are fit, strong, and there's a lot of technical good players as well, but as I said, for players to go closer to home, Sweden, I would recommend it by far.
Well, we obviously don't know what's going to happen if you are in the SPFL, but I reckon, you know, a few of the boys are obviously signed up for next season. Would you go again, I take it, if you were still in the Lowland League next season?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. I don't know everybody's contract situation, but I think most boys are, and if it comes to that, then we'll just all have to you know, obviously be a bit paying for one for the club, because the goal, the ambition was to get in League 2, but obviously you can't dwell in it too much, and we'll just have to regroup and go again, and as I said, set out to win the league again wherever we are, because that's the way the gaffer thinks, is to win every game, and no matter who you're against them, you've got a squad capable of playing well higher than the Lowland League. Even to do well in the League 2, I think that would be, I wouldn't question that at all. So with the level of the boys, most of the boys have all played that. So, but like I said, if it's going to be the Lowland League, then yeah, as I said, we just have to crack on, and as I said, there's nothing we can do about it. That decision's out of our hand. And just, yeah, go on and give it everything again.
Yeah, brilliant, mate. And west of Scotland, I always ask guys this, but are you excited at the prospect of maybe playing a few of the west of Scotland teams? I know you've played Auchinleck in the Scottish Cup.
See, that was a painful game. But yeah, no, if that's the case, then it's just going to make it even more competitive and excitement. I know there's some big clubs through the west, you know, with good budgets as well. So it's only going to make it even harder. And I guess, like, you're talking about the Lowland League, you know, whatever happens, it's going to be a really top league, to be fair. A lot of teams in that league could easily play higher. You know, BSC, East Kilbride, you know, Bonnyrigg for sure, the Spartans as well, you know, clubs that have all got ambitions. So, as I said, if better teams come for the West and it's sort of, you know, come over and you've got opportunity to go in League 2, it'll be a battle. But, as I said, it only makes for an exciting sort of, you know, lower league division sort of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think I asked you at the time, obviously, when we were doing the sort of player previews, but how honoured were you to become the club captain after Muzz had to leave for work commitments?
Oh, yeah, no, listen, I didn't expect it at all. Just always been a player that works hard and keeps their head down and just grafts. And always sort of felt like I'm a type of leader figure, because I just try to do the right things and always positive and praise the guys. So obviously, but Muzz was great captain, great player as well. So obviously when that news came, it was a bit of a shock for everyone. But obviously somebody was going off to sort of fill the boots, and when the gaffer asked me, I was delighted, especially to lead a great group of boys, you know, cracking lads, and also cracking players. So to be honest, it makes my job easier as well, because these boys are winners. They're all leaders in their own way, and as I said, they're all together, which is great. And as I said, no, it was amazing, because Kilkee's a great club and they're going places as well. So to be part of that was fantastic.
Yeah, and I got a few pellers, and I know Fash and Thomas Riley put out their team of the seasons. But did you see my team of the season? Did you have any thoughts?
I had a look. It's just opinions and that, you know, as I said, no, I respect that. As I said, this is tough, man. There's loads of good players in every position. You could sort of have cases for both. Some, obviously, people are favour their own sort of people they know. But, I won't go into any more detail. But as I said, myself personally, I was in quite a lot last year, team of the years this year. But this year, I don't think I fit my form personally that I could have. Had too many niggles, too many injuries, which has just been a very frustrating year, to be honest. And then obviously this has happened as well. So, you know, last game I played was coming off at Bonnyrigg half time, so it's just a great great way to sort of finish. But as I said, team of the year, as I said, it's everyone's opinion, and it's still a decent teammate, so I won't give you too much stuff.
Well, to be honest, you would have been, if I remember correctly, you had a few injuries, Gary. You were kind of at the team, so it's always usually between the likes of yourself, Dean Brett, Jamie McCormack. I think Jamie McCormack had a fantastic season for BSE again at right back, so it's always difficult. It's always difficult to leave boys out, especially guys you're seeing week in, week out.
I'm not having to hold that against you. I know myself, missed a few games for injury and coming off, and that seemed been frustrating. So, no, I would never have a go for that. There's a few good players in that position as well. There's loads of good players all over that league, to be honest. A lot of players should be playing higher for whatever reason. But as I said, it's a really competitive league, so.
Yeah, it's often, I'll probably be asking this boys this for the next week and that, getting their feedback. But I probably will. I'm hoping to maybe get Jamie McCormack on, so I'll hear his side of it. I don't know how happy he is, obviously, being in the squad. But
no, as I said, just want to say, like, I big thanks to the fans and all that, because obviously they've been the big part of it, and that league title's for them, albeit we can't all celebrate together. But as I said, all the boys I appreciate, and as I said, hopefully we can all get together soon and have a big party. And regardless of part as well, hopefully we can get the dream outcome for Kelty and get into League Two and push on for there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that day, mate. I'm really looking forward to seeing the boys again and maybe have a wee celebration. Hopefully, no overdo it or that, but we'll wait and see, mate. I appreciate you coming on, Gary, and I know you're busy, so I'll let you go, but hopefully we'll speak again soon, and we'll hopefully have a wee celebration when the time's right. Keep safe, pal, and all the best.
You too. Superb. Thanks, mate. Pleasure. Cheers.